Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Eric Nadel is going to join us here coming up in about 15 minutes to help us preview Rangers-Blue Jays. Pre-game for that's coming up at 5:30. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 and Bush, basically, right here on the service road. And salute to Stella Artois for joining us out here. They have beer samples and free pickleball. You know, it's like a pickleball happy hour. Here's Wolchuk.
The big bomb today in college football, Michigan. We now know the penalty that they're going to get for the Connor Stallions sign-stealing scandal. It's $30 million that they're going to get in fines for Michigan. And also head coach Sherrone Moore is going to get an additional one-game suspension, which he's going to serve the first game of the 2026 season. The other elements of
this... They play in Hawaii or something like that?
Yeah, I got to look and see who they play week one. Now, no, 2026, their opener is expected to be Western Michigan in Germany. This year they're at home against Central Michigan.
Okay.
So, you know, yeah, but they'll win that game, and I don't think it's really going to be a big deal. But
they're used to playing without their head coach.
Yeah, they've had to do this frequently. Now, Jim Harbaugh also is going to get a 10-year show cause penalty from the NCAA, as will Connor Stallions. He gets an 8-year show cause penalty. That essentially just acts as a barrier so that schools can't hire them in the future. So if Harbaugh isn't successful with the Chargers, it's not like he can just bail and go back to college here anytime soon. He's got to go ahead and wait this out. Now, we had some pretty harsh words coming from our buddy Stuart Mandel of The Athletic, who we've had on the show before. And he said the NCAA let us know what we long suspected about Michigan football under Jim Harbaugh. These guys lied to people's faces over and over. While the Wolverines will still keep their national title, the reputational hit they've taken is no small thing. These days, the phrase hypocrites and liars ought to be added to the lyrics of Hail to the Victors.
It's synonymous with college football. Get off your soapbox. It's a sport that's been about lying and cheating and paying players under the table for decades. So I respect Stuart Mandel, but I think that's hyperbole.
Well, this is, it is... It's hard not to kind of respect what Connor Stallions did here. Now, is it cheating? Yes. But, gosh, this was kind of incredible. The true scope and scale of this scheme, including the competitive advantage that it afforded, will never fully be known. But they found out that the infractions, he put together a network that he called the KGB that records what they call dirty film, where the cost of doing this is in the tens of thousands of dollars over three seasons, until they eventually got caught. And he had like over 50 schools that he was looking at, recording all of the practice tape, game tape, and he never went to Michigan and asked for any money. So I guess that's how, like, ultimately they decided, we're not going to strip Michigan of a national title here. We're not going to punish those players, because you could argue Connor Stallions was somewhat acting alone, but obviously they found enough information that, yes, that they did have enough here to go with. The school knew about this. Harbaugh knew about this. They are guilty, but goodness gracious, it is, I mean, I kind of got to give a tip of the cap to Connor Stallions. Like, what he was able to orchestrate here, pretty damn impressive, even if it was illegal.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we thought in the SEC it just means more, but for Connor Stallions,
holy crap,
it's Ann Arbor and the Wolverines, and it means a hell of a lot more. Thank God he was channeling all his passion into something like this, which is still relatively innocuous compared to, you know, any other avenue. If
he's
wanted
got a little Bobby
diabolical.
Belton in this guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's very serious about it. When he gets zeroed in on something or someone, look out.
Holy crap.
I made a living stealing signs. That's what I did. I'd go to football games and sit in the press box, and I would identify who the primary play coach. This is before the coach communication stuff.
Oh, the headset deal.
Yeah, you always had guys that you had to figure out who the live guy was and who the dead guy was, you know? And if you could figure that out, then you matched the signals up with the film. You got back, you know, and you took the film, and you wrote down the time codes and all that stuff of, like, certain plays and things, and they used this signal for this. They sent in this personnel for this. And I would just watch the sideline. I wouldn't even really watch the game. I would just watch the sideline to see if you could get a pattern and, like, pick up their, like, you know, what certain plays were. Like, were they repeating signs for certain plays? Like, was their screen game a certain sign?
Right.
You know, and you could kind of pick those things up.
And that was legal as long as the game's going on?
Yeah. I mean, they sent me to other NFL games to steal signs. You know, and anything I could do to help the coaches, I was doing.
Were you in a guise? Like, did you?
No,
have, did
I
you
showed up, you know.
Fake mustache.
Connor did. Connor sure was using disguises.
We had a deal.
It's an advanced scout.
Yeah, we had a deal. There was a guy named Larry Dixon who was working with us at the Cowboys. The Washington Commanders charged admission to come to their training camp practices.
Oh, okay.
We went to every single Washington Commander practice except one. We missed the first one. And then we figured out that by league rule, by them charging admission, that we could go and scout. And we played them early in the season and had every one of their practices,
wow,
every one of their, you know, everything that we knew everything about the Commanders before the season even started because they just charged people to watch practice.
And so you couldn't send a guy to Oxnard because it's free?
Yeah.
You get in trouble for that?
Yeah, if they charge admission to the practice,
got it,
then you're allowed to go and pay and watch the practice. So, yeah. I guarantee you there are people that sit in the stands that are probably NFL scouts. You know, maybe they're like Connor Stallions. They're kind of not directly with the Seattle Seahawks, but they have a connection with the Seahawks.
I mean, it's real easy to imagine it getting greenlit, you know, even going beyond that, because your jobs are on the line. Everybody's job's on the line. Mm-hmm. It's millions of dollars, or maybe we're not making any money next year. I think most people would actually do it.
Yeah,
I would think that $20 million or $30 million to win a national championship was well worth it to them.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, the report says he spent $40,000 and never asked for reimbursement from Michigan, but it could have been way more. I mean, it might have ended up being.
He made money on the side.
That dude's never buying a drink in Ann Arbor ever again. He's a freaking hero.
Probably not buying a house in Ann Arbor.
Yeah,
ever
probably
again.
Not. Probably not. Now, this was incredible. We had the preseason watch list for the 2025 Manning Award was named yesterday. Now, this is named after the three elder Mannings, and it's given to the nation's top quarterback. So it comes out yesterday. What was noteworthy was Arch Manning. Not one of the names mentioned. There were 27 quarterbacks listed. No Arch Manning. Now, maybe this is, hey, you got to earn this thing. Maybe that's what they're trying to play here. But I did think it was somewhat hilarious that Arch Manning, it's the Manning Award watch list, and he is not part of it.
It's probably them Razin Cooper's kid.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, leave him off.
Come on, dude.
Look what we did.
You haven't even started a full year. Come on.
I like him. They're just trying to give him the normal experience, to make him earn everything. I think everybody should have the background and the resources to, you know, let your kid or your nephew, your grandkid or whatever, just have this sort of hands-off approach to college football.
Do you have the last three players? You have player 25, 26, 27. No. Who, on the list, I can find it. Yeah, who the last guys are on that list.
And I think all of them had considerable amount of starting experience last year, which was also something that they kind of looked at and said, okay, well, it makes a little bit of sense that Arch wasn't at, on it.
Is it like every returning starter?
Like Drew Aller. Yeah, most of them are returning starters.
So Drew Aller, but I guess the Clemson guy
Aller's on it.
Would be number one. Guy at LSU would be on
Illinois
it.
Illinois' quarterback, C.J. Bailey at NC State, Beck at Iowa State, Josh Hoover at TCU's on here, Avery Johnson Jr. at K-State, Haynes King at Georgia Tech, Kate Klubnik at Clemson, Sam Levitt at Arizona State, Nussmeier's on here. Mm-hmm. You got Lenora Sellers who's on here.
These are all good quarterbacks.
Yeah, Baron Morton at Texas Tech. You got Cincinnati's quarterback, Brendan Sorsby, is on here.
Wow.
Marcel Reed at Texas A&M. Diego Pavia at Vandy, just to name a few. Hell, UTSA's quarterback, Owen McCown, son of Josh McCown, on here as well. Kevin Jennings at SMU. So all these guys, like they played last year. They all started for the most part. Got some.
So they're all there, but they're basically the
But there's some guys on
the
here.
The committee's saying that the quarterback at Vanderbilt is better than...
Hey, he's just not on the watch list. Yeah, he's just not on the watch list. He's got to earn it, all right? That's what the Mannings want you. They want you to earn it. Now, ESPN had a great piece out today, like what are scouts and what's the league saying about Arch Manning going into the season? And also, like, hey, is he going to come out and play? One NFC West scout said people in the league want him to come out. Fans want him to come out, but I really feel like he's in no rush.
Yeah.
Given his support system, the family's going to care, doesn't care where he goes with the first pick. When he goes into the draft. Now, somebody else who's an NFC scouting director said the Mannings are going to want to see which team has the number one pick.
There you go.
And if they fired their coach, which is pretty common, and who the replacement is before they just jump into the draft.
I mean, if it's a really quality organization, we're coming out. You know, if we have a good coach and they need a quarterback, then there's no doubt about it. Because if you wait 1 year, you might be looking at Cleveland or the Jets or something.
Sure.
And you know, I think you would have to take advantage of it. But in lieu of that happening, or if that does not happen, then there's no experience that's going to be better for Arch Manning than being in Austin, being the starter, not being around a bunch of crusty old veterans and coaches. You know, you're around co-eds your own age. Like, life is not going to get any better in pro football for Arch Manning now that you can get $10 million to be a celebrity college quarterback.
One scout said Manning was a fish out of water too often when thrust into action last year on film. There were a lot of one read and go situations when he would take off as a runner if the fast throwing option wasn't there, which was referenced by several scouts. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian will develop his eyes and his pocket patience, but that's the jump that scouts need to see this season for him to live up to the generational quarterback level. So a lot of improvement.
Yeah, it's
there
no
for
guarantee.
Arch.
I mean, Arch could very easily, you know, in 5 months be looking at a deal, or maybe even 2 months, where I need the experience to try to prepare myself for the NFL. I don't think there's a lot of people are believing like he's a lock star at this point. It's an intriguing story and a guy with obviously tremendous pedigree.
Last thing here as we go into the mixed bag, they have one player each team should cut, courtesy of Bleacher Report for the Cowboys. It is Damone Clark. Damone Clark is the player that was listed. And look, we'll see how – that's a big game for him tomorrow.
Huge game.
He needs to show that it's not just like camp practices.
Yeah.
He needs to translate that to games. It's been like my biggest issue with Damone Clark. But there's a lot of running backs on here that possibly could end up being interesting. A'shaun Robinson's also a big body defensive tackle with the Panthers that was listed. So, I mean, kind of monitor what's going on here. Jaleel McLaughlin with the Broncos, that's a speedy, small running back that could possibly come in and help you. Khalil Herbert with the Colts was a guy we were kind of monitoring. We've had him on the show at the Super Bowl before. So you could end up getting quite a few running backs that end up being cut, and they might be upgrades over what the Cowboys have. So just something to look at as we head into preseason cut time.
Appreciate that look. I would also ask you guys, have we said Donovan Wilson's name one time since training camp started? Like, isn't he the veteran?
I think you save
$7 million if you cut him.
Yeah.
Is he, you know, is he a necessary part of this safety room?
But you need Bell. I mean, Bell has been given opportunity. You need Bell or Thomas, and Thomas was banged up, you know, in practice. So he's just now starting. He played last week in the game.
I didn't think he had a good game.
I didn't think he was very good either. So, you know, until somebody takes Donovan Wilson out, Dawson, I, man, I can't do that right now.
And for a defense that is going to be desperate for turnovers, he's one of your best turnover enforcers.
And he's not scared to hit.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Or scared to miss.
I mean, he can turn a game around. It's exciting. You know, you get him this pass rush with Overshown healthy. You know, there's fun to be had. You get Diggs and Bland out there. It'll at least be a good takeaway defense. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. It's the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Stella Artois. Come get a cold beer sample. It's Friday, and it's a pickleball happy hour here off of 35 at Bush, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We're coming back with the Hall of Fame announcer for your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, talking Rangers Blue Jays with you next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Next on the fan, we are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, and it's time for our weekly conversation with the Hall of Fame announcer of your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, joining us here in just a second. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Eric is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. You know, it's Friday. We got the pregame coming up in an hour. Let me ask you this. We asked CY about this on Monday, and I know he's taken several questions on this. Looking back at the deadline now, do you think that they should have overpaid or done more to try to get a bat?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that they could have made enough difference to go ahead and get a bat for the price they would have had to pay. You know, based on everything I'm hearing, you know, for them to get a significant bat or for them to get a closer, you know, they probably would have had to give up Sebastian Walcott. And, you know, clearly, he's in the untouchable range and needed to be in the untouchable range. You know, they're not in the situation that they were in 2 years ago where, you know, you get a guy or two like that and now you're the favorite. They weren't in that situation. You know, they could get one bat or even get a closer, and they're still not favored, you know, to pass Seattle and Houston. Still not necessarily favored to pass the Yankees for a wild card spot. You know, I would rather they had gotten a closer if they were going to do something costly, I would rather they would have gotten a closer, and I think that's become evident in the last couple of weeks as Robert Garcia, you know, couldn't hold the job, and Phil Maton has had his troubles, and Danny Coulom, the one game they used him, gave up a home run that lost the game. So their, you know, their inability to fill those two big holes, I think, was probably due to just unreasonable asks on the part of the other teams.
That's a tremendous perspective here from Eric. Is there still a chance this team gets hot? And if they don't, how much of a rebuild do you think we'll be looking at? How much is appropriate when we get to winter?
That's a really good question. Yeah, there's a chance they could get hot. I think so. You know, the offense has the capability of getting hot. And whether it's a month or 2 months or 2 weeks, it's a question of how long, you know, it's going to get hot. But, yeah, the possibility is there. You know, they're not facing an insurmountable deficit right now, but it's not looking great. You know, honestly, I don't think they're going to catch Seattle. I don't think there's a chance they're going to catch Seattle. Houston, I don't know. Houston gets Alvarez back, and all of a sudden they're a completely different team. The odds are against that, too. The Yankees, I think, are their best shot. And with a hot streak, yeah, maybe they can catch the Yankees. But, you know, the Yankees have been going through their downturn. It's not going to last forever. You know, you could ask that question about the Yankees. You know, is there a chance they're going to get hot again? And, yeah, as soon as Aaron Judge has his timing back, I think you're going to see the Yankees get hot. You know, he's been back for, what, 8 days or something like that, and he only has one extra base hit. That's going to change. And when that changes, they're going to get hot. As far as the rebuild is concerned, well, that's a major, major question, you know, where they've got to make some decisions on a lot of guys going forward. You know, Adolis being number one, Jonah Heim being another one who's not having a good year. How serious are they about Berger being their first baseman of the future? Josh Young. You know, they still believe in Josh Young. You know, at this point, he's not a tremendously above-average player based on what he's done this year. And I would expect he'd be one of the guys who will get hot between now and the end of the season and change that. But if he doesn't, you know, is that a guy you want to build around? Do you want to keep Marcus Semien, you know, given the below-average production you've been getting out of him? Or can you unload his contract or part of his contract? These are some really tough decisions, and I don't think we can really anticipate what the answers are until you see how the rest of the season plays out.
I guess in correlation to that question, when it comes to the future, I stumbled upon an article today, Eric, predicting the face of each franchise in the next 3 years. If I were to say, hey, who do you think the Rangers' face of the franchise will be in 3 years, do you have a name that comes to mind?
Well, the guy you hope it'll be is Walcott. You know, Langford and Walcott are the two guys. You know, I would say Evan Carter, but given Carter's propensity for, you know, going on the injured list with back problems, I don't know that that's a reasonable ask, a reasonable expectation. So I think you're probably looking more at Langford and hopefully at Walcott. You know, if the Rangers do say goodbye to Adolis in the offseason, then I think Walcott's the guy who probably replaces him. You know, he's going to have to learn to play the outfield, but that's really not a big ask when you consider what guys like Tatis have done and Mookie Betts going back and forth between shortstop and the outfield. You know, for an athlete like Walcott, I don't think that's a bad ask at all.
Hey, Eric, was Exhibition Stadium a miserable place?
Oh, God. Brian, it was horrible. It was so windy, and in contrast to Arlington Stadium, which was windy, it was a cold wind.
Yeah,
and you know it was a football stadium, so it had a temporary fence that created the interventions in right field and center field. You know, we hated it because it had these windows in the booth that slid side to side, and it was an all or nothing deal. So the guy who was doing the color would be behind two panes of glass. And then in the middle innings, when Mark Holtz would hand it off to me, we'd slide the two windows over so he was behind two panes of glass, which made it really difficult to enjoy the game, looking through two really thick panes of glass. Then we figured out, well, if you slide the whole thing into the middle, we each have like a sliver of air to look through without looking through glass at the same time. But we both would have to be all the way to the edge of the booth along the wall to be able to see. Oh, it was terrible. And the Rangers always played horribly there. Doug Rader called it the Voodoo Palace because of all the weird things that would happen to cost the Rangers games there. We had a game there that was called due to wind.
Yeah.
It actually started, and the second batter of the game was up, and the wind just blew a huge cloud of dust into his eyes. And the umpire said, no more, we can't take this.
Not anymore. Hey, it was weird, Eric, because I'd watch highlights from there, and there was always, like, trucks and cars out in center field just kind of parked out there and stuff. I was always thought, man, this is strange. Just outside the center field wall, it's like cars were just kind of driving around out on the field over there and stuff.
Yeah, there is so much room between the fence and the stands.
Yeah.
That those people who were in the outfield stands out there were miles from home plate.
Yeah.
Had lots of room for cars out there.
Do you think the Rangers have to score a bunch of runs this weekend? Toronto top offense in at least the AL, right? Can the Rangers pitching staff hold them down, contain them?
Well, you would hope so. With DeGrom and Eovaldi pitching two of the three games, you know, you would expect that they can. You know, good pitching's supposed to beat good hitting. And you know, the way that the Blue Jays have done it, though, is really interesting because they have done it in an old-school way. You know, they don't strike out much. You know, they've really emphasized putting the bat on the ball as opposed to this whole launch angle thing. They all change their approach with two strikes. They go into contact mode, you know, things that players used to do all the time and went out of favor with the analytics launch angle revolution. Well, the Blue Jays are doing it the old-fashioned way. They also use a lot of different players. You know, they'll use 12 or 13 position players in every game as they platoon at a few different positions. So they're a very versatile team. They're a really interesting team. And, yeah, I don't think they're a fluke at all. And it's going to be a tough weekend. You know, the Rangers don't generally play that well in that ballpark, as fans I'm sure remember from the playoffs in 2015, 2016. And the crowds are back into it now in Toronto. It's now a very hostile place to play, so it's a major challenge this weekend.
Okay, speaking of challenges, what do you think happens next with Adolis Garcia? How rare is it that a guy essentially gets sat down twice within the space of a couple of months? You know, and you know, I guess it just doesn't bode well for the long-term future, but I also wonder about the next 40 games.
Yeah, it's hopefully this will be some form of shock treatment. You know, what I wonder is at the end of this, you know, IL stint, will he be willing to go and do a short rehab assignment somewhere? You know, if Frisco's playing at home, for example, is he willing to go to Frisco for a few games, you know, and see if he can get his timing back, make some good swing decisions, and just get into a better mindset? You know, I don't know if they've talked about that yet. I don't know what the chances are that he would go along with that. But yeah, I hope he does. You know, I think that would add to the possibility that, you know, he gets it back together when he comes back off the injured list.
What you drinking? What you thinking?
What I am thinking is, you know, this road trip, and, you know, I always hesitate to say this with lots of games left, but, you know, this is a really crucial road trip. And maybe it's Doug goes without saying, but, you know, the Rangers, they can't wait any longer. You know, it really is go time now. They've got to come back with a winning record on this road trip. And, yeah, Kansas City's as good as they are now. You look at the standings, and they're right there. Kansas City swept the Rangers in Texas, although it was a couple of months ago. And they've got to find a way to win on this road trip. They have not done well against teams that are in contention, and they've got to show that they can beat some good teams. What I've been drinking is iced green tea. And supposedly it's very good for you. It's extremely refreshing. And it's available at all your neighborhood Starbucks. And they seem to be everywhere.
Sounds lovely. Yes, indeed, sir. Appreciate you as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll chat with you next Friday.
Thanks so much, guys.
Salute. Eric Nandel brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and by PlayScore. Rangers back to 500. I can't even believe it.
Can't even believe it.
I mean, how many games were they over at the deadline? 4 or 5?
Yeah, I mean, I think at one point it was like 56 and 50. I think
My
they got
goodness.
Up to like
yeah,
six
they got
games
to
over.
Six, yeah.
Going backwards since then, Maton and Coulombe giving it up. And thanks to Eric for joining us anyway. Always appreciate his Ranger perspective, especially as they approach significant crossroads like this. LA Live's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, G, it's a feel-good Friday, and I've got the best news bloopers of summer 2025 on deck.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
X. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. Just spoke with Eric Nadel. Huge series this weekend in Toronto. The Rangers have to. We've been saying it all year. Now it's 100% for real. If you don't pick up, start playing better ball now, this thing is going to be down the tubes in a hurry. Wolchuk's got a proper round tripper coming up at 5 o'clock. It's time now for an early game day edition of LA Live.
Jupiter booty, let me twerk some. Jupiter booty, can you twerk some? All right, man, it's a feel-good Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let it out. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
You put a booty.
Everybody get high.
Shorty got the hair like Rapunzel.
Hey.
Making hookin' all the love like dominoes. Jupiter booty, can you twerk some? Jupiter booty, can you twerk some? Shorty got the hair like Rapunzel. Making hookin' all the love like dominoes. Jupiter booty, can you twerk some? Jupiter booty, can you twerk some?
Freaks like you and I could never fuck on that.
That song's been staying in my head, man. This is LA Live for Friday. August 17th. No, August 15th. Excuse me. Damn, where am I? Hold on.
Woo!
There we go. August 15th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books, and it seems like it gets wilder every single week because we are living in a particular time here, people. We are living a particular time right here. But let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. Mind your speeds out here. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. Shout out to Shakari Richardson.
Yeah, man. Crash out.
Crash out, man. She tried to throw that whole boy under the bus, too. Did you see the
yes.
the body cam footage?
Did not.
She tried to throw that boy under the bus, man. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanning this weekend, Tolos. So please, please keep it together and do not crash out like this shirtless gentleman did in downtown Atlanta. Peace up, A-Town down. Shout out to ATL. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the club and the homies. Yeah, this shirtless gentleman right here in downtown Atlanta, I suspect he was recreating with a drug called Sherm.
Uh-oh. Now,
I don't have any real proof about that in the story or whatnot, because they didn't say it, but just watching his mannerisms, looks like Sherm to me. Looked like the man was wet. He was on that rocket fuel, that angel dust, that PCP.
Oh.
He was swimming underwater and not getting wet.
That drug's just a little different than all the others.
It really does, because it makes them think that they're like the Hulk all of a sudden.
Dang.
Yeah.
They get naked and they get strong.
Stronger than hell.
Get stronger as hell, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the body cam footage of this particular sheriff down there in Atlanta. The crash out victim. He wanted to test how invincible he was. That's what I think the drug does to you. He even said this in the audio. I want to test how invincible I am. So he agitates a very, very patient sheriff down there in Atlanta until the sheriff gave him something he could feel. So let's go through this audio here. We're dissected and just listen to this man's crash out.
Walk away.
I just need to make sure. Brother, I need to ask questions.
Did you hear? Okay, starts off by saying the cop is saying, walk away.
Walk away.
He's giving him so many chances in this audio, bro. Walk away.
Walk away. Walk away.
I just need to make sure. Brother, I need to ask questions to these people.
Back the up. I'm going to tase you. You waiting on it. I'm going to tase you. Back up. You asking for it. I'm trying to save you, brother.
So you saying you got this?
Yeah, I got this. You good?
Saying you got it.
I got it. Put the shirt on. Go about your business. That's all I'm asking you to do. It's over there, brother. Put your shirt on.
Put your shirt on. Go about your business, brother.
Have a nice day. You can't come back in here no more.
I really want him to shoot because I really got to find out that I'm invincible.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I really want you to shoot me because I got to find out if I'm invincible.
Man. I think you're going to find out you're not.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like
I'm invincible.
What do you say, bro?
Looks like you're invincible to punches and grappling, but probably not 40 caliber bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it about that drug that makes you say, you know what, I'm strong now all of a sudden?
Did it start
you can't
like
kill
a,
me.
I ain't scared no
guns.
I don't know what's trying to kill you. I want you to go about your business.
I need that promote. I need to advertise my skill set.
Well, do it with somebody that's doing danger, not me. No,
bro. Somebody else.
Yeah, he's advertising skill set. Jeez, bro.
I'm not trying to kill you.
Hey, man, that's it, bro.
You going to make me tase
you. This is Cheryl. God.
That was people from the side of the street telling him, hey, man, don't mess with that guy. He's a sheriff. And that's when you hear the crash out victim say, you know, he cusses a little bit right there because he realizes he's going to crash out with a sheriff.
Hey, man, that's it, bro.
You going to make me tase him.
This is Cheryl. God.
Listen, man. Just one living, man.
Brother, I'm trying to give you an opportunity to...
Oh no. Oh, that was a long tase. Oh, jeez.
Hey.
Did I feel that?
That hurt. Don't worry about it.
I didn't even feel that.
Whoa.
You didn't even feel that?
Yeah, he said he didn't even feel it.
Wow.
Lit him up on the first round. Did they even feel it?
Maybe he is invincible.
He might be.
I guess that PCP started as like a surgery anesthetic.
Oh.
So it's like it's
you
it's
don't built. Feel the pain.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you should technically be unconscious being operated on.
Answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Hey.
Feel that?
Don't worry about it.
I didn't even feel that.
Don't worry about it. Come here.
Oh.
No, hey, come here. Get your ass again. Come on. Come on with it.
Now you want to tie mine?
You ready for it?
Oh,
don't worry about it. Come here.
Come on.
I'm gonna get you out real good.
PCT is wearing off.
Okay, Reed.
Hit me one more time, boss. Never felt so alive.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, that second round lit his behind up, man. Woo! Is how he ended there.
Turned into Ric Flair.
Rolex wearing.
Okay, Reed.
Yeah, don't crash out like that fool right there, man, in Atlanta. Great, made some great video, but it's embarrassing to everybody involved, for sure. Okay? All right, what we got right here? Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population. Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish a dome and then
quickly. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I want you to enjoy your weekend.
The world is about money. Money revolves around money.
It's payday weekend.
Cha-ching.
Hey, 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 finally. We got the best news bloopers of summer 2025. I'll give you a few of them right here. Maybe the rest on Monday if I can fill them in. How about this BBC reporter tripped over her words?
Now, with a warming climate, rainfall is expected to become heavier and more persistent in the future, which is why people here have taken matters into their own hands to basically protect their homes and their businesses.
Yeah. Take matters into my own hose.
My old hose, yeah.
My old hose. Yeah.
One time for my L.A. ladies.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Eric. Let's go to WDIV in Detroit. Detroit, what up, though? Here's a traffic report.
That includes areas around West 7 Mile, McNipples, Wyoming.
McNipples. McNipples, bro.
Yeah. Up there to this region.
McGuffies.
Yeah. You got McGuffies. Oh, she walked by me. She had the McGuffies, son. Hey! Go to THV 11 Little Rock. It's just like Compton, fool. How to protect your lungs from this heat.
If you need help or have questions, you can always call 1-800 Lunguza.
Lung USA.
Lung USA!
Lunguza.
Call Lunguza, bro.
I need to call Beerooza Friday night.
Let's go to Local 3, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Wrapping up this weather report.
Overall, a fantastic start. Fantastic start.
Fart start.
New NFL true or fart intro.
Yeah, there you go. Mix that in.
Hey. Fart him or sit him. Yeah. It's a new fantasy
segment.
Tart fart start.
Yeah. Or what him?
Are we tarting, farting, or starting, boys?
Fox 51, Tyler, Texas. Tyler, stand up.
East Texas.
Your girl just gave up on the tees.
And if you head to the beach this summer, you'll learn how we'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
That's when I say more sports coming up.
Yeah. More of that.
All good, Bresky.
All good, Bresky.
It's still a hot out there. Still hot out there. Let's go to Fox 29, H-Town, Houston. Remember playing this one, how to deal with the heat.
How are you going to deal with the heat next week?
I'm going to put on some booty shorts.
Yeah.
Are they cooler?
Yes.
Yes.
Jupiter booty.
Kidding me? Airing out that ass.
G-Cab, man.
Airing out that ass.
One cheek at a time.
airing out that ass is nuts. Airing out that, airing out that ass, dude. Relax, bro.
Miss Jupiter booty?
Miss Jupiter booty. Fox 21. What is this? Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs. Words. Again, it's words.
Craziest, kookiest, and most crazy kooky car. Cars. So what is that word? Confounding? What is it?
Confounding.
What a dumb word. Take a look at that.
Confounding had him.
Now he's lashing out at the word itself.
What is that word?
Look at this. Who put this together?
The hell?
Idiot. Unbelievable. Oh, I got more, but I'll get to them later, man. Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I'll get to them Monday. I'll be black then. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll holler. I gotta go.
There he goes, early live most nights here in the GMAC Nation at 5:40, but an early edition today because we have Rangers baseball coming up at 5:30. Wolchuk and a proper round tripper next.
Yes, let's go into this. We got a new Rangers lineup for you tonight, and who do you think is going to be the face of the Rangers in 3 years? That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.